Moving on then to the Division of Wildlife information items, we have the number 15, the Hunt Safe program overview with Brandon Moss. Brandon,
can you guys hear me?
Yeah, there you are. Thank you.
Yep. Welcome. I'll just share. Thank you. Can you guys see that at all?
No, we can't yet, Brandon. Oh, there we got it. Now it's coming.
All right, you got my presentation?
Yeah, it's kind of doubled up on the screen. But...
Okay.
There you go.
All right. Mr. Chairman, Commissioners, Secretary Roebling, Brandon Moss, HuntSafe Coordinator. I just gave you guys a quick update of what this 2022 HuntSafe season has looked like. We're coming up on the end of it here, but we got a few classes left. But overall, there's two options for students to take this year. The first one was the traditional in-person class. And then we also continued with the online option as well. However, in January, we made it a requirement that anybody under the age of 16 needed an in-person field day. And so that was implemented in January, and it ended up being maybe a bit of a problem or a surprise to some, especially those that live out kind of in the middle of nowhere in the far reaches of South Dakota. But in anticipation of that, and I guess in like Sioux Falls, Rapid City region, where there's a lot of students to push through a class, we hired two contract employees over in Sioux Falls to help teach HuntSafe. And this was a major benefit to the Sioux Falls region, as they're able to push out a lot more classes, reach a lot more students, both traditional classes and just the one-day field days. And then in addition to that, the staff and instructors across state did a great job accommodating these new requirements and allowing students to join in on the field day portion of their traditional class and just being as flexible as possible to let as many students through as they could. Something that the instructors really grabbed a hold of and really enjoyed, same with myself, was in April I held my first HuntSafe conference for the instructors, and then this was the first conference that the instructors were able to attend in, I think it was like the last 3 years. So they were very eager to get back in the same room, chat with one another. And we talked about 2022 expectations with the new regulations that we'd put on for the younger students, but also gave them an opportunity to put a face to the name that they were seeing on emails and newsletters, and just be able to meet me, chat with me. And there's a lot of back and forth dialogue on, you know, what they want me to be working on and what I could be helping them with. Some of the other topics that we talked about was we had somebody from the YMCA here in Peer just give a presentation on working with the youth. There is a bit of a age gap between most of the instructors, especially the volunteer instructors, and the students they're teaching. So I figured it might be a good opportunity to kind of just show them, you know, what a 12-year-old's mind is like compared to maybe what they were like back in when they were 12. We had a bit of a more of a unique presentation from AFSP, and this was a suicide awareness training. And this was very well received by the instructors. A lot of them wanted more handouts to take to their classes, and it was just more of an eye-opening presentation just to help them empower them to be able to see that they can be not only a HuntSafe instructor for the community, but also an advocate for, you know, safe firearm use beyond just hunting. I also talked about the new licensing system, and then...
Hey, Brandon. We have technical difficulties on our end. Hang on just a minute.
Okay.
If you want to see if we can run your computer on
me.
Setting, we're going to remove that. our video and see what it comes up as for images. There you go.
For those listening in, we've just got a little technical difficulty, so just a couple minutes here. We're working through.
He's not going to be up there glitch. Because that's my computer, but I will get him on that next. Brandon, can you hear us?
Yep, I can still hear you.
All right, okay, we got you back.
Up and running.
All right, thank you.
Sorry about that.
That's okay. What'd you guys, where did I cut out at?
The suicide stuff, Brandon.
Okay. So then the last little bit that we covered.